5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show. The Nuggets win last night in Chicago. Difficult spot to play for Denver, but they win 114-106. That's not really the story. Nikola Jokic was ejected in the first half last night. Joining us now, Katie Wingy, reporter, host, and analyst at Altitude TV. Katie, I was watching you guys. I was watching your reaction to all of this. I think we were all kind of in the same boat. We were upset. We were confused. Didn't know what was going on, but Nikola Jokic was ejected last night. Katie, talk to us a little bit about that.
It was interesting, right? Like, I think we all went through a bunch of different waves of emotion, and when it initially happened, it was confusion and a lack of information, and then it was anger and more confusion, and then there was just this desire and this want for answers and an explanation, and we didn't really get a whole lot figured out after that game in terms of why Nikola Jokic was ejected. I think we found some clarity in like what went down between the referee and Joker, but it was shocking to say the least. And then you start to think about, you know, just how unfair it feels like the last couple weeks Nikola Jokic has been treated by referees, and really all season long, in terms of not getting calls that a superstar deserves to get. So I think this was maybe a breaking point for a lot of us observers, a lot of us Nuggets fans that were taken in this game.
Yeah, and there's no question. We've all been seeing it over the years, especially this season, the perhaps lack of respect shown toward Nikola Jokic, toward the Nuggets. But this last night, maybe who knows, it'll come out to be a good thing. The NBA will maybe look closer into all of this. But as far as last night goes, Katie, so can you confirm, like we're hearing, obviously, the phrase he used, the word he said, you've called a lot of basketball. You've been around basketball your entire life. You tell me, is that worthy of ejecting somebody?
I don't think so. And I have no confirmation whether that was what was really said or what exactly was said. I'm back in Denver. I was working the studio show, so I was not there to kind of be a part of all of that action. So I was just watching from afar like everybody else. But if what is being claimed he said was said, I feel like that legitimately happens every other game. That phrase, that word is tossed around all the time. The colorful language for anyone who has had the privilege of being courtside, of sitting courtside, of being around these NBA teams, it's not new. It's not new information. And I guess the way that it was directed at the official, specifically calling him that phrase as opposed to just using that phrase, to me, it just feels so overly sensitive. Like, get some thicker skin, because there's no way that that was the first time that you've been called that, that you've heard that phrase. It wasn't any more personal than any other NBA player saying something along those lines. It just felt so unfair. And again, Nikola Jokic's comments after the game, I think he did a great job of kind of keeping his cool and also recognizing, like, I love my money. I want to hold on to it. But him saying, look, some nights, the thing that he said, that doesn't even get a single technical. Like, that is just, it's like, okay, you handle it, you have that conversation. The referee either says, I missed the call, which the ref did miss the call, by the way. Like, it was a no call, and it should have been called a foul. And the ref says, hey, I hear ya, I see ya. And you just kind of brush it off, and you move forward. And Jokic saying some guys can say whatever they want in the league, that was the other big thing that I think is worthy of talking about, is worthy of a conversation today, because you think about the other superstars in this league, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, Steph Curry. I mean, you could go down the list, right? And then you look at what Draymond Green did in his game last night to get ejected, and what Draymond Green has done in terms of conversations with referees and altercations with referees. And it's like, there needs to be some consistency here, right? There needs to be some clarity, some transparency as to what is worthy and deserving of a technical, what's worthy and deserving of an ejection. I thought, I actually did laugh out of frustration reading the pool report from last night, too, of the referee. Lindsay was the crew chief, and he basically just said, to be clear, Jokic was only given one technical foul and was ejected. So he only got one tech, and they thought that what he did for that one technical was worthy of throwing him out of the game, which is just, it's blasphemy, in my opinion.
I agree. I was mad. Like, I looked over at my wife. I said, I'm sorry. I don't normally get this upset at officials, but I was furious because I think what you said to start the segment, the lack of calls that this guy gets, being a two-time MVP, an NBA champ, one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA, it just gets frustrating. And I think last night it just got to that point where, are you kidding me? And I love what you say about we have to be consistent here. If you're going to throw a guy out for taking a swing and all that, I get it. That's not a basketball thing. You're creating violence out there on the court. But now we're going to throw him out for certain words. We have to be consistent because certain officials might not have thrown him out for that, and I think that's a problem.
I mean, certain officials might not even give him a technical
sure.
for that.
Yeah.
That's the glaring issue here. And I'm a firm believer and an advocate for transparency here, and I know the referees are trying to protect each other and the league is trying to protect the referees, but I don't understand. Like, why can't we have a full transcription of what goes on in those moments? Like, as a fan, as a consumer, as someone who pays hard-earned money to go to those games, and I mean, we're talking in Chicago, massive Serbian population. Every time we go there, there are Serbian flags everywhere. There are Nuggets fans everywhere. Like, people come out and fly out and drive out to see Nikola Jokic and to see the Denver Nuggets. And for them to not even get a fair and thorough explanation as to why it happened, that just seems so unjust to me. And, like, do the referees need to be mic'd up? Like, does there need to be a clear transcription published that goes deeper than just a pool report? And hey, you know what? Maybe that would make the referees and the players think twice about the way that they're interacting with each other. It just feels like, to me, there's too many secrets and there's not enough clarity in these types of situations to even fight for consistency because we don't have all of the information. We don't have all the facts. And that's the biggest issue in my eyes.
Katie Wingy joining us here on our First Advantage Hotline. Well, and then to boot, like you said, the Serbian population in Chicago, it was Serbian Heritage Night. The crowd is booing. The other, not that I would ever cheat on altitude, Katie, but I did go listen to the clips of Chicago's radio broadcast. They were saying the same thing you guys were saying. They were frustrated. They were like, this is ridiculous. And that's when you know, and that's when you know the NBA has a major problem here, because the fans are getting screwed out of this. The hometown broadcast thinks it's ridiculous.
And that's not even the first time that that's happened
sure.
this season, right? It happened in Detroit, too. Like, listening to their TV broadcast when Nikola got thrown out in Detroit, it was like, come on, man. People didn't come here to see the referees officiate. People come to these games to watch the best players in the world compete. And for those that, you know, have frustrations with officials, I think that's kind of the underlying narrative. Like, don't make the game about you. This isn't about you in any way, shape, or form. Your goal is to be as invisible and out of the storyline as humanly possible in these games. Like, call the game fair, call the game to the best of your ability. Everybody makes mistakes. We all understand that. But it should in no way, shape, or form for the headline after the game be about the officiating and about specific officials. And listening to the Detroit Pistons broadcast, listening to the Chicago Bulls broadcast back, that clip that's kind of circulating on social media, one, I think there's this overwhelming desire for Nikola Jokic to get the level of respect that he has earned in this league, that he has earned through two MVPs, through a finals MVP, through an NBA championship. Like, he is in a different caliber in terms of and honestly, that's not fair either to say, like, hey, superstars are given different treatment. But that's fact. That's real. That's just the reality of the NBA. But why is Nikola Jokic not lumped into that category? I don't have an answer to that. But the second part of it, too, is, again, like, the fans deserve better. These people come to these arenas, and especially, like, Chicago hasn't been playing great. Detroit has been playing not well at all. So a lot of these fans are coming to watch the opposing teams play. And for you to take one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world, out of that operation, it's mind-blowing to me. It really is. It gets me very fired up. I think the fans deserve better, and I think Nikola Jokic deserves better. And frankly, he's earned it.
Do you think that this is big enough where the NBA will be forced to take a hard look at officiating and when you're throwing guys out? Do we have kind of a guideline now when we can actually toss guys? Or do you think this is just another one of those we're going to be frustrated about and then it's just going to go away?
I do think it's probably something we're just going to be frustrated about. And I would say this too, Brady. It's like, it's not just Joker. Joker's been you know, misofficiated quite a bit to start the season, but like, think about the Nuggets game against the Hawks, and Trae Young got thrown out too, and it didn't seem like when they threw him out that was warranted as an ejection either. Like, after he got tossed, then he kind of was like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, earn my money here, I'm gonna make this worth my while, and so he gave the officials a piece of his mind then. But like, I saw a clip from last night, too. I don't remember what team it was, but, like, a player hanging on a rim after dunking, and they gave him a tech for – and it was nothing. Like, it was like, players do that every single game, and the official gave him a tech for hanging on the rim. And it's like, what are we doing? Like, why are we making something a story that doesn't need to be a story at all, that shouldn't be a story at all? I think what we might see happen in this specific circumstance is the officials are going to look at what happened, and what might happen is they might – say they shouldn't have ejected him, which, like, that's super great for everybody that, you know, wanted to see him play, and it's not like they can put him back in that game now, you know what I mean? Like, and I initially thought when the situation happened that he gave him two technicals and threw him out.
Me too.
And I was like, well, what will probably happen then is they'll rescind a technical and say he should have only been issued one. But since he was only issued one and then thrown out, it kind of makes it a little bit messier in terms of how the officials can handle maybe making a correction here. But I think you're right. Like, there needs to be, will there be? Probably not. But there needs to be a greater conversation of like, hey, what phrases, what words, what is the line in terms of what players can say or can't say? And that needs to be held to that standard regardless of what player it is. And the players need to be communicated with in terms of like, hey, if you guys say this, or you say anything like this, you're going to get a tech. If you say anything like this, you're going to get thrown out. It needs to be a little bit more clear in terms of what's tolerated and what's not. And the human element of it needs to be that's so tough to navigate. But the human element needs to be kind of like taken away as much as possible.
Well, and I think with the pool report, too, like you said, it starts there. If they're relaying to us, here's exactly what was said and how it was said, then we can at least lay it out and we can determine, okay, that was fair, I suppose. If anything, it might even help the officials. I've said this for years that whether it's the NFL, the NBA, whatever, if there's a controversial call, we should be able to ask the officials questions about what they were thinking when they made this call, why this happened, but we haven't really gotten there yet.
No, and again, that goes back to just my issue with the transparency of, like, there needs to be a sit-down. Maybe it's with the player and the official, and you compare notes and stories, and here's what was said, here's what went down. But I just think that, I mean, in this situation, it wasn't even the official that threw out Nikola Jokic that ended up doing the pool report. It's always the crew chief. And the crew chief obviously discusses what happens with his crew, with the other referees that he's officiating with, but when I read the pool report, it literally felt like, I'm just here so I don't get fined, over and over and over again, or like an AI typed response. Like, there was absolutely no detail, there was absolutely no context, no color to the situation. Like, we learned nothing from that, and it wasn't the reporter's fault that was asking the questions. They asked good questions. The referee, Mark Lindsay, I believe is who it was, just refused to give any details. And to me, that's like completely unacceptable. Like, that can't happen, because we're supposed to be able to have these conversations and ask these questions of like, okay, please spell out the situation here. And what's very obvious to me, it provides at least a little bit of clarity. The fact that the questions were answered like that makes me think that they have something to hide. Makes me think that they have a mistake that they're covering up. Instead of just owning it, they're like, nope, we're actually not going to give any information whatsoever, because then it will make us look better if no one really knows the truth. If you say the truth, is it going to make you guys look bad in terms of what you did? If that's the case, own it. be accountable for your actions. Say that, you know, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. I was too sensitive, or I, you know, jumped the gun in that situation. But what we were given in terms of answers was laughable. It really was.
No question about it. Katie, very well said there. Hey, quickly, while we have you, on the Jamal Murray side of things, is he going to be good for the Brooklyn game coming up? I know out last night, and he's been battling the ankle stuff and just injuries throughout the season, but what are your thoughts there?
I feel so frustrated for Jamal, and I know he's so frustrated too. I mean, you deal with coming back from the ACL injury, and then once you're obviously great season last year for him, but getting into this season, hamstring, ankle, other ankle, it feels like he just like can't catch a break. I think he told Vic Lombardi post game in Atlanta, like, I literally am getting hurt every game at this point. And so you feel for him because he works so hard. He's so tough. He'll play through it if he can, if the staff gives him the okay of like, hey, this isn't going to make things worse. I don't know. Today is a blackout day, so everybody's off. Nobody like has to do any media. No one is in the gym if they don't want to be in the gym, because it was a back-to-back on the road. So it's a rest day. I'm sure he's in getting treatment. I'm sure he's in getting both ankles looked at, because on the injury report it was bilateral ankle sprains, like both ankles are bothering him right now. So I don't know if he'll be good to go tomorrow against the Nets. We'll see. I know that he's tough, and if he can play, he will play. But I also know that the Nuggets obviously are really taking a big picture approach with him and with anybody that's been injured this year. Like, the Nuggets had the longest season of anyone in the NBA last year. And so with that in mind, like, you kind of have to tamper expectations of, like, there might be a few games that these players need to sit out to make sure that they're 100% healthy, to make sure that they're taking care of their bodies, and getting the rest and recovery that they need. So we'll see. I don't know. I know that Jamal, again, if he can go, he will go. If he can't, it means that there's still lingering problems and he's not 100% himself.
Yeah, well, we'll see coming up tomorrow. Katie, you guys were my therapy last night, I think, for a lot of people watching in frustration, hearing you guys kind of lay it out for us. So great job as always. Love what you guys do at Altitude, and we'll hope to catch up with you very soon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Katie Wingy, Altitude TV. Okay. All right. So this is some interesting stuff here, because Angel and I were talking about this pre-show, and now we're getting texts coming in, and you, Angel, you kind of, and we'll get into this on the other side, but you're kind of the mindset that's a word you don't use. So for those of you that didn't watch the game, and Katie didn't, you know, she said she's still confirming, we're told that it rhymes with other. Trucker, that's what the phrase was. Call the foul and then place that word in there. That's what we're being told was said at this stage. Do you think it was worthy of Nikola Jokic getting tossed? Let's talk about it. Let's see what Angel has to think. I was furious. I was pissed off last night. But let's talk about it, because, you know, I've cooled off a little bit since. It's the whole show, powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Podcasts. We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.